試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2020年度第2回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has three parts. All of the questions in these three parts are multiple choice questions. For each question,Choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part one. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by one question.For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
How are things going with your book, Jake?
It's finished. I decided to call it Spirit of the Wind.I've been trying to find a publisher, but it's not looking good.
You haven't had many responses then?
Only rejection letters. I guess it's not as good as I thought.
Did any of them give you feedback?
Well, a couple of the editors said the story's too simple. I guess I'll have to work on that.
Well, good luck.
Question. What does the man say he will do?
Number 2.
Oh no! I have 2 meetings scheduled tomorrow at 2, and it's too late to change either of them.
Then you'll just have to miss one of them. Will that be a problem?
Unfortunately, yes. I have to give a presentation to a client at their office, and I want to bring up the issue of the budget at the department meeting. Why do I keep doing this?
Because you're just too busy.Your boss asks far too much of you.
I'm going to have to make some phone calls. Jack or Margaret will have to bring up the budget issue for me.
Question. What will the man do? Number 3.
Hi, Bonnie. I just got home. Where are you now?
At Great Earth Foods. Is there anything you want me to pick up?
No, thanks. Oh, wait. Could you get me some yogurt? And make sure it's light or low fat. I have to watch my weight.
Okay, but I don't know why you keep saying that. You look fine. Anyway, I'll be home in about half an hour, so we can eat at around 7.
Question. What does the woman tell the man?
Number 4.
Hey, Brad. How's that new tablet computer you bought?
Well, it's handy for some things, but not really worth the price.
Are you having problems with it?
No, but I was hoping it would make life easier, It hasn't replaced my laptop computer as I'd hoped, so it's just one more electronic device to carry around.
I know what you mean. Technology doesn't always simplify our lives.
Question. What does Brad say about his tablet computer?
Number 5.
Say, Jane, want to get together for lunch tomorrow?
Sorry, Mark. I'm tied up. I have a business class at the college.
How do you manage to keep your job and go to school at the same time?
My company is giving me release time and paying for my courses. And when I complete the program, I'll get a promotion. It's a terrific deal.
That's amazing. I wish my employer was that generous. Is your company hiring by any chance?
Question. What does Mark learn about Jane? Number 6.
Can you believe this? Our electricity bill was $235 last month. This family has got to be more careful with the air conditioning.
You said that last month, and I've been really careful. But I don't function as well as you do in this heat.
I know you've been trying, honey. Actually, I'm referring more to Debbie. Yesterday, she accidentally left the air conditioner on in her room with the window wide open, and she wasn't even home most of the day.
That will have to stop. We definitely need to sit her down and have a chat.
Question. What do these people decide to do?
Number 7.
Lewis, you made it.
Yes. I wouldn't have missed this high school reunion for the world. It's so nice to see you. How have you been, Beth?
Very well, thanks. I have 3 kids now, and I'm a branch manager for the National Bank.
How do you manage everything?
It's not easy. How about you? I hear you've started your own media promotion company.
That's right. I work twice as hard, but I enjoy being my own boss.
The work must be fulfilling, but tiring at the same time.
Yeah, but I think it's worth it.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Number 8.
Did you get your history report done this last weekend?
Are you kidding? This math homework ate up all my time. How about you?
I'd planned to do both those assignments over the weekend, but I was too exhausted after all our tests last week. I ended up just taking it easy.
Lucky you.
Yeah, well, now I have to make up for lost time.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 9.
Do you hear that knocking sound coming from the engine?
Yeah, that's strange.
Have you checked the oil recently?
I added some last month, so it should be fine. And we had the scheduled maintenance done just a couple of thousand miles ago.
Well, we'd better get it checked out. We can go shopping at the mall some other time.
Okay. The dealer's just down the road. Our warranty should cover us if they find something major.
Question. What will the couple do next?
Number 10.
This sweater is only $75. What do you think? It looks well made to me.
I didn't know you like red.
I do. I just don't buy it very often.
Mitch, you've already got several sweaters with the price tags still on them. Don't you think your closet is getting a bit full?
Okay, I get the picture. Shame, though. I think it would look really good on me.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 11.
Do you know if Glenn has finished the monthly report yet? I'm expecting it by midday tomorrow.
I don't think so. He said he's still waiting for some departments to submit figures.
He needs to put more pressure on the department heads.
Actually, he asked me if I could push them a bit. He seems a bit reluctant to deal with them.
Okay, but he can't keep asking you to come to his rescue like this.
I know. He's going to have to learn how to handle things himself.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Number 12.
What's up, Cindy? You look deep in thought.
Yes, the PTA asked me to brainstorm fundraising ideas for the basketball team.
Well, how about something like a car wash?
That's an option, but some parents are pushing for a cake sale.
I'm not sure encouraging kids to eat sugary food sends the right message. What about a talent show?
Or easier yet, a dance. We could hire a DJ, use the school gym, and charge admission.
That's not a bad idea. I'm sure it would draw a crowd.
Question. What is the man's opinion?